Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the XYZ Experiment Podcast. I am Luke, your Gen Z, and I'm joined today by Fee and Dash. And this recording is at the beginning of 2025. I feel like I'm still kind of in that zone where you're thinking about, or at least I'm thinking about, all the kind of commitments that I want to be making this year, the common ones, things like going to the gym, eating healthy, and I think a really, really big one is often journaling. It was something that I've always been conscious about. At the beginning of every year, I'm always thinking about, I want to really be into journaling and trying to figure out what that practice looks like for me. And midway through last year, I really, really properly got into journaling. And the way that I did it was a little bit different. And after sharing it with you two and getting the response I got, I'm wondering whether or not it's a bit different generally as well. But what I found was that instead of journaling in the sense of just one journal and writing everything that I'm thinking about and, you know, all different aspects of my life within one journal, I've actually now got four journals that I currently write in concurrently. One is just the classic journal about just writing reflections on my day and how I'm feeling. Another one is called my dot point diary, which is basically if I'm not feeling up to writing a full kind of journal entry, I'll just write little dot points about what I'm kind of doing or what I've done that day, I guess. The next one I have is my dream journal, which is like a separate journal where I'm just writing about my dreams. And the third one I have is a diary or a journal about the books I've read or the movies that I've watched and kind of writing reflections on that. And
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I know that it kind of sounds like a lot, but obviously I'm not doing them all at the same time. I've just found that it's been a really, really great way to, I guess, get my like thoughts into some sort of order. And I know that a journal just in and of itself is like really, really good. But yeah, having it in these separate things has just made everything feel quite organized.
So these are physical journals?
These are just online.
Okay.
I use an application called Notion, which is why I was asking about that off camera before. Which I find really, really helpful. And I think what I've found is by having these four, it's really made me understand why journaling is so valuable. And one is the archival element. I know that some people look back on their journal entries from 5, 10 years ago and are kind of horrified of what they see.
Yes.
But I still find that it's a really kind of fun thing to look back on as like its own kind of like piece of art that you could look back on later in life. But another thing I found is that, and maybe other people have outlets for this that isn't journaling, but I really find that once I've written down how I'm feeling about something, I feel like it almost stops being an issue. And so, I think there is a very famous quote about that, about, you know, once you've written down a problem, it's already half solved. And I've found that that's something that's really, I've really resonated with as I've continued writing down my feelings. I just feel as though every reflection I write down, I just feel a little bit more content.
So when you're right, so that's in your reflection journal.
In all journals, really, because all journals have an element of reflection in them. And one thing that I've found, which I think is really interesting as well, is in a sense, I feel like my memory's gotten worse as I've journaled more.
Or as you've gotten older.
What do you mean? Like you're emptying your brain and putting it saying paper. I know you're not putting it on paper, but the fact that it's almost like, you know, Harry Potter, where you siphon off your thoughts
memories
into the pensive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. I feel like I don't have to retain all this information, whether it's autobiographical, like what I did in the last week, or about like these long-term feelings I'm having about whatever in life, because it's all written down.
What made you start journaling? I'm really interested to know is what is this, because you said I really wanted to journal. Why? What drove that for you?
Well, good question. I think with just a normal journal, I thought it would just be a really good way to kind of just make sure that I'm still reflecting. I think reflection is such like an important skill to develop. It's not something that you just kind of have. And I felt like for me, writing was a really good way of developing that skill of reflection. You can think about things, but sometimes I think that busies the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for me, this is a way of kind of, getting rid of all the stuff that kind of is clogging that up. But when it comes to like the dot point diary, for example, honestly, one day last year, I just was kind of like, I had a really, really good day. I just want to write out all the things that I did.
Oh.
And it just kind of started from that.
Okay.
How often would you journal?
Journaling is a little bit more sporadic. It's, you know, once every maybe couple days to a week. But I'm writing in a journal every day, whether it's just the dot point diary of what I do in that day, or I've read something, or yeah, I've had a dream. So I'm always writing in a diary. And I just feel like, yeah, it just really facilitates reflection, and yeah, it just makes me feel really content.
It's any time of day? You could do in the morning, at the end of the day?
Yeah, I think that for me personally, the dot points are at the end of the day, mm-hmm. and the journal itself is at the beginning of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you talk about your dream, is it dreams you've had when you slept or dreams that you have for your life?
Oh, good question.
Good question. I do sometimes write in my, like, sorry, I know this is complicated going through all four journals, but in the journal where I'm writing reflections, sometimes I'll write my goals, what I'm looking for in like a future partner, or as like, you know, my writing. But the dream journal is actually me waking up, writing the time and writing dot points on like the dream I've just had.
That you've just remembered.
Yeah, and it's something that I kind of want to do in the future as well. And again, I think just writing all these different things gives you an opportunity to learn about yourself more. I think that there's like certain like programs that you can put things like a bunch of writing in, and it will be able to find different kind of themes in it.
Yeah.
And so you could always do that with your dreams and see what like kind of keeps coming up as a recurring theme.
Wow.
Because I know a couple of people who keep dream journals, and they actually go to like a class on it. And you're being taught how to record your dreams better, and what the dreams can mean, and how to actually consciously be in your dream.
Yeah.
Like to make things happen and make decisions. And yeah, yeah, I know someone who's been doing quite a lot of that recently. You know, my husband doesn't dream at all. Never.
Neither does Scott, really.
Never.
And when he does, it's like, he's like, oh my God, I had a dream.
You know, my hubby never, ever dreams. And it makes him sad. He'd like to have a dream, you know, he'd like to be able to have
that. I have very vivid dreams.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. So with these journals, what's the long-term focus of this? Do you go back and reread them, or is it in the moment, I'm getting that thoughts off into this page, or is this for you, like in a week's time, I'm just going to reflect on what my week was like, or in a year's time, I'm going to have a good read of it? What's the end goal for that?
I think that the primary goal is just to get what I'm thinking on, as you said, like pen and paper, just get it off my chest. And it also gives you an opportunity to kind of build on it somewhere else. Instead of just trying to think about it, you can write it down, which then leads to you thinking about either solutions or where it might come from. And then I think the secondary thing is, yes, going back and looking over them and reflecting on it 6 months from now, a year from now, and seeing if kind of what's coming up in your reflections is the same, or if it's different, if it was just kind of a passing feeling. But for me, it really is that more, it's less about archival and a lot more just about kind of working through how I'm feeling at the moment.
Is it also a reference for you? Because I know you're a writer and you like poetry. Would this be a reference for you to go back and refer back to, you know, to use
definitely.
It as material?
I've definitely picked a few lines every now and then from journal entries that I'm like, I could build off of that in some other work.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the purpose of writing as well. It's not really just about, you know, it's about thinking about what's actually going on in your life and what's going on in the lives of other people. And that's how you resonate with people, is by connecting through real life kind of experiences, right?
Because I asked that because I watched a documentary of Michael Hutchinson a few years ago, and he used to keep diaries, but with lyrics and things that were happening to him at the time. And then when they were writing songs, because he wrote all the lyrics for a lot of their songs, he would go back to his diaries and reference those, which was really fascinating.
Yeah. So did you keep a diary?
No.
Journal?
No.
Ever?
No.
Really?
No.
Even like for school, were you ever told you had to?
No.
Oh.
And did you have like some other form of outlet then?
Not really. I mean, not for that sort of stuff. I don't know. For me, yesterday's over and tomorrow's what I'm looking forward to. Does that make sense? Okay. History's in the past, and I just want to look forward to the next day. And what, it's almost like even if I'm having like a really bad day, and I just go, well, this will be over by tomorrow. And it's almost like I don't want to reflect on that. I just want to forget it and move on. And only once I ever kept a diary, a holiday diary, when I was in London for 2 weeks. I was reading a lot of Neil Gaiman at the time, and I was staying in London, and it was like a really fascinating time. And I kept a diary of what the shows I was going to and all that sort of stuff for 2 weeks, I think it was. But otherwise, no, just never kept a diary. I kept a diary as in these are my physical appointments.
Yeah.
Your calendar.
Do you ever feel like your mind gets busy though?
Yeah, a lot, a lot. So I think with my mind never stops. It's always going, always, always, always going. So I've tried a bit of meditation. I like to sleep a bit because that also helps steady my mind. But I have thought about writing. I have. And I have put I did put an app on my phone. I last about 2 days before I'm just like, nah, it's just not for me. You know, just, I don't know why. But I like to talk my stuff.
Yeah, same.
I am definitely a talker. So I have a lot of talking with people, meeting up, going for a walk and chatting. I'm a great storyteller. And I think a lot of that, for me, it's vocal rather than a written. Because I'm that sort of learner as well.
I'm
definitely a verbal processor. And, yeah, so I think that's the way I process that as well. I tell a lot of stories.
Because I think I'm very similar to you, although I did keep diaries and journals when I was younger. But I am a verbal processor. And I think one of the reasons that I'm like that, I'm also like you, very forward thinking. But I'm also very gut reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like I need to talk to someone to get them to test or challenge or ask me questions about what I'm feeling to get me out of that immediate gut reaction. Because sometimes I can go straight to like a judgment or assumption. And if I was to stay in that space without it being challenged, and, you know, like I have a number of people that I would go to, but not everyone, to kind of check some of these things, I find that more helpful. So I haven't, but it's so interesting because as you were talking, I was reflecting back on my journals. They were all process-oriented things.
Oh, really?
So like you, I kept holiday diaries, where we went, what we did, chucked in postcards, you know, that kind of stuff. When I was a bit younger and I was going through an emotional phase, I think that was when I was like a little bit more hormonal, there was like a bit of poetry and randomness. That was probably the only journals that had that. But I read back on them and they're very angsty and very like, no one checked it, you know, like I read back on it and I was like, where's the reality in that? So I think that's why I stopped it. And I do have a journal for books, but you're going to laugh at this, Luke. I think I filled out 3 pages and then I realized it was because I was taking sometimes so long to read the books and it had different prompts in this journal book thing. And I was like, oh, I can't remember that answer to that prompt and I can't be bothered going back to the book to find it. So I just stopped.
One of the things you were talking about earlier off mic was that some of your journaling might be through Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is where a lot of Instagram, my photos that I take on my phone is a massive, I think, journaling thing. And one of my friends started this where she would create an album for each year and it, like periodically just dump all the photos. Like this is what happened in January. This is what. And so I've started doing that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I make comments now on the books that I read on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook as much, but they get automatically shared to Facebook because I know some of my family are on there. But I would say social media is probably my biggest journaling process. And I do use apps to keep track of things that I need to do, but not necessarily how I feel or those kind of things. It's so much through photos. That's why I take photos of everything.
Yeah.
Can I ask you both a question? So I think in hearing both of you talk about your journaling experiences, it's kind of made me realize another reason why I think I've been able to be quite more productive in my journaling and my discipline in writing in that sense. And that's because I'm doing it online. I feel like one thing that I was doing a lot earlier, like in the last like 5 or so years, I would like buy a new journal and be like, this is my journal for this year. And I'd be like, oh, it's a really nice journal. I don't want to write in it. Or I'd put some pressure on myself to write in the journal, or I would make the journal feel like it's work. Whereas now, the way that I begin with all my journal entries, no matter what I'm doing, is just throwing it in like offhandedly. Like it doesn't matter how this looks because it's just some random file on my computer. And then you build off of that, and then it becomes, you know, what it is, which is a journal entry. And then you kind of fall into that rhythm of writing in that sense. Do you think that there is that element there of it becoming more of like a menial task that makes it, or not even a menial task, like an actual conscious effort that makes it difficult to get into it?
I love the joy of going to see all the journals in the bookshop.
Like they're so pretty.
They're so beautiful, you know, and I often think about, oh, I could buy one of those and write in it. And yeah, they're just gorgeous, or leather bound or something like that. But I don't know. I feel like I don't have enough time in the day.
I think I agree with you, Luke. It's, you don't want to mess up something pretty. But I also find I don't have time in the day. And I also find that writing for me doesn't flow as well as talking.
Yeah.
Right? And so even when I was writing my thesis, anytime I got stuck, which was often, I'm a much better writer now, but I would talk into my phone, record myself talking into my phone, what I wanted to say in that chapter, and then I'd transcribe it and write it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just a much better talker than I am a writer. And I think it's through talking I often make sense of things as opposed to through writing. I don't know why though.
Writing's quite solitary, you know, you're doing it. Whereas when you're talking to somebody.
But sometimes I talk to myself on my phone.
Oh, do you? you're saying that, you're talking to your phone.
I'm giving myself voice memos.
Do you know another way to journal? I'm thinking really different concepts. If you wanted to know how I was in February 2022, let me show you on my phone the songs that I curated that month. And I actually call it like Feb 2022, and I'll call it March 2022. And where I'm at emotionally is very much what that playlist is at that time.
So yours is music related.
It definitely is very music related.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so sometimes I will go back and go, oh, what was I listening to in April 2023? And I'll listen, I'll think, wow. And I know what mood I must have been in when I listened to it, where I must have been at. Yeah, and so I have a lot of that on my phone. That to me, that's a journal of where I'm at. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a way of kind of documenting how you're feeling.
And I think also what I read also reflects a lot where I'm at. Like last year, I spent the last few months of the year rereading all the Harry Potters. And I feel that the reason why I did that is because I needed a really known and safe space at the time. It was an uncertain time in my life. And so I can often reflect on what I was reading, where I was at as well, almost like a journal, you know. And then my husband says to me, you need some new books, which I did. And then I started reading new books again because it's a new chapter for 2025, you know. That's also like a little journal for me, if that makes sense,
yeah,
of where I'm at.
And it's interesting you say that, because when I used to travel quite a bit, I would only take books I'd already read on trips with me.
Because you need that familiarity.
Yeah, and I'd need the safety. My biggest fear was being away and reading a book that I couldn't get into or I didn't like, and it not being reflective or like what I wanted to read at that time. So I'd almost curate, and I'd take like 4 or 5 books. It must have been annoying.
Yeah.
We didn't have Kindle back then.
Yeah. I used to carry heaps of books with me.
Yeah.
Heaps and heaps. Like that was half my luggage.
Yeah.
And going back to the music again, one example I want to give of where I was at in my life, we're in the middle of COVID. I've got no work at all. I'm going through menopause at the same time. living in the middle of the CBD, and I could only listen to music that had no singing and classical.
Yeah.
And I couldn't have any singing in the background of it because that was almost too much for my brain to take on. And so all through COVID, I've got all these music lists of all these songs that I would seek out that wouldn't have any singing but have beautiful music in the background because that's all I could cope with at the time. It's weird. Just weird. I wonder what I would have written a diary at that stage.
Yeah, well, that's also, I think there's a real creative element to that as well. And you have to be very introspective and understand how you're feeling and what your needs are to be able to curate those playlists as well.
Yeah, I just wonder if that's another version of a diary. I'm not sure, but...
Side note.
Yeah.
Did you know there is a Australian group that does Russian Orthodox chants called Dostoevsky?
I have heard of Dostoevsky.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I have.
I just think it is hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, Scott got into them big time, went through this phase that would listen to that massively.
Where was he at in his life?
But that was during COVID. Yeah. That was during COVID too. So when you were talking about that, I was just like, yeah, sometimes you do have music that just reflects the mood that you're in. And I was just like, Russian chants? Really?
What I want to know about the diaries is, Luke, if I stumbled across it and I read them, would it bother you?
Not at all. Actually, the only time I've really looked back on them is at the end of last year. My friends often come over to my place because I'm quite central to where the university is and I live by myself. And we actually went through my dream journals.
Oh, what? Was it great?
Yeah, everyone was laughing.
All psychology students? I want to know.
All psychology students,
what did they say your dreams meant?
Nothing. It was nothing like that. It was actually just saying, this is ridiculous. This is so fun.
Listen to this one.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. We should do an episode on dreams.
I dream extensively.
Same.
So I'd be quite happy to talk about dreams at some stage.
Yeah, I dream almost every day. But I've started taking every now and then melatonin as well. And I feel like that instigates massive vivid dreams for me.
Okay. Maybe we'll start taking melatonin for the next couple of weeks.
Do an experiment. Yeah. But it sounds like we all have massive vivid dreams, so we could probably talk about.
And you know this podcast is a diary for us.
Oh, absolutely.
I reckon because we're very linear in how we put the episodes out, you can see where we are through the podcast episodes, I reckon, where we're at in our lives and,
And I had quite a few of my friends, like when I was, you know, through winter last year when I was really struggling with seasonal affective disorder, self-diagnosed, who were reaching out and just were like, oh, you kind of seem like really a little bit down on the podcast.
Tell.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell by the topics we were choosing to do. Yeah. Or that's why I was like, this year we're starting with like funnier topics.
That's really interesting.
Yeah. And they're like all, like friends of mine who like have known me for a really long time. And they often will also know if I'm not posting heaps on Instagram, they'll send me a message and be like, are you
okay? We're missing your diary.
We're missing your diary. And it's like... they think something might have happened health-wise or whatever, and I'm just like, I'm not in the mood to take photos, which then means probably not in a great space.
Yeah. There you go.
Mm. So we all document our lives in different ways, and I'm just amazed you have four. I just think that's amazing.
Yeah. Hey guys, it's Luke here. Thanks so much for listening to the XYZ Experiment podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a like, follow, and tell your friends and family about us.